Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, joins me to comment on report from the Polish frontier, which is the NATO frontier. Moscow and Minsk rehearse launch of nuclear weapons deployed in Belarus, according to the dictator of Belarus, a man by the name of Lukashenko. The media quoted the Belarusian chief of staff as saying the exercises also featured Russia's hypersonic missiles, which it test-fired last year in the war with Ukraine. Gregory, a very good evening to you. This looks either provocative or sentimental. I'll go with both. Russia right now is demonstrating that it is on the frontier of NATO and using offensive weapons. Do we read more into this than the Russian ability to rattle a saber? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, I think we'd have to say that NATO is on the borders of Russia rather than the other way around. This was not the case when the Cold War ended, when the West, President Reagan and Mrs. Thatcher, Prime Minister of the UK, said that they would not expand NATO toward the Russian borders, and they've done so. What we did see, however, was the regular routine Zapad exercises. This is Zapad West 2025, started last Friday, ends today, and the use of or the exercising with tactical or theater nuclear weapons is something which is done on every occasion, just as the major NATO and Western exercises also take into account the potential use of and the rehearsal for the use of tactical nuclear weapons on the Western side. So this is nothing to be alarmed about in that respect, really. What was really of a more provocative nature was the sending of Russian military unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, over Poland in the past week or so. That was, in fact, something which appeared deliberate and in line with the old Russo-Soviet approach of proba sila, which means reconnaissance to contact. In other words, you send out your light cavalry to probe the enemy's line, and you pull back immediately when you've had contact. You just need to know what the enemy's reaction is going to be. Now, NATO forces responded very rapidly. You had Polish F-16s in the air, basically attempting to shoot down or neutralize the Russian drones, and we haven't had any real details as to what those drones were, whether they were reconnaissance-type vehicles or whether they were simulating a strike drones. Then the Dutch Air Force had sent up F-35s and also helped the Polish Air Force in securing the area and patrolling for more. Then now the Royal Air Force, British Royal Air Force, has been assigned the air defense role over eastern Poland on that border, so that there's no question that they've got that under as close a watch as possible to see what the Russians might be up to. But I suspect that the Russians learned what they needed to learn from that initial probe. We did see this week a Belarusian citizen, private citizen ostensibly, in Poland, actually flying a civil drone, presumably one of these amateur drones, over the presidential palace in Poland and also over other government buildings in Warsaw. So that was provocative as well. Whether that was, in fact, just somebody seeing what they could do, or whether it was a Russian government initiated or effort, we don't know. But it all causes people to become even more jumpy at a time like this. But I don't think we should be putting too much stress on these military, routine military exercises with which both NATO and Russia perform. And since the Warsaw Treaty Organization has gone away, Russia generally does these exercises on a much smaller scale than during the Cold War. It's doing it now with Belarus, for example. And Belarus is not particularly potent military power. So, yes, there were some, and even in these exercises, the Zapad West 25, there were about 6,000 Belarusian troops involved as opposed to 1,000 Russian troops. And yes, they would have factored in from a computer gaming point of view, new hypersonic weapons and the latest iterations of theater nuclear weapons as well. But that's routine. There's no point in having these weapons if you don't know how you're going to use them in the event of a conflict. And it does teach the opponent something as well. It teaches the opponent to expect some of these advanced weapons from the other side, and they should be, like in this case, NATO should be looking at effective countermeasures for those weapons. And that's presumably also part of the great game as well.
Gregory, there's well-known chip on the shoulder of Poland about Russia. And it's been there for centuries, but especially since the Second War. And the reason I bring it up is because I'm told some of those Russian drones had long-range tanks on them. In other words, no accident. And they were making it clear it was no accident. Poland did respond. Dutch F-35s, Polish F-16s, and there was an Italian surveillance craft. But none of that is overwhelming force. It's a show of force. That's it. Russia enjoys taunting Poland. Is that all it is taunting? Or is this signaling in some fashion to the non-negotiations about Ukraine? Can we connect the dots?
To a degree, yes. You never send one of these, you know, reconnaissance in force type of exercises on its way unless you mean business. So, yes, it was definitely there to get, you know, to find out what the reaction would be. Right. It was also to send a message. And basically, Poland is already fed up with rearming Ukraine, doesn't like to do it. The Ukrainians have been exceptionally hostile to Polish people who have been resident for many, many decades and even centuries in what's now Ukraine. So the Polish government doesn't need a lot of reminding that that the Ukraine issue is something which is making matters worse.
Then, therefore, where is Russia going with this? To poke Poland has its own risks. Does Russia expect this to strengthen their position in negotiation when and if they rejoin negotiation?
Well, it's not going to improve Russo-Polish relations, but then nothing would improve those relations anyway.
Right.
So basically, if this was part of the Zapad exercises, it would be to see how quickly responses would come up, what those responses would entail, and the like. We don't know whether the Polish or other allied forces showed any other counter-drone capabilities during this period. Was there a surface-to-air missile capability which was employed or could have been employed? We don't know that at this stage, but certainly the Russians could have learned something from it. And the West is doing this all the time with the Russians. I mean, we've got to keep reminding people that the West, the US, UK in particular, told the Russians, if you disband the Warsaw Treaty Organization, now that the Soviet Union's gone, we will not expand NATO as a hostile force toward Russia. And yet that's what's happened. We saw that the U.S. government under President Biden and earlier under the Clinton administration and the like and the Obama administrations were actively provoking Russia all the time, and that the so-called massive Russian invasion, which was actually a small invasion in 2022, February 2022, against Ukraine, was only after the United States and Ukraine and others said that Ukraine would become part of NATO. So who's provoking whom? And you could argue that the Russians have been fairly low key in their provocation. So, but everyone wants to have a headline. Everyone wants to get anxious and horrified about situations. This is, I would say, business as usual, and it will continue until this Russo-Ukrainian war is more or less quiet once again.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author most recently of Noble State. We will speak of King Charles in the Charles Report because there's a state dinner for the President of the United States in these hours. Right now, we race to West Africa and ISIS. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.